the darkness of the night, as my head lay on my pillow, I saw a great light. I had a dream. And in my dream, it was morning. And I saw God sitting high upon his throne, and he was weary. He sat with his head in his hands, and he was weary of all the problems of the universe. He was so discouraged that he actually wondered aloud, in particular, that if there ever was or ever would be any human being who would ever really understand what was going on, and would they ever finally live a good life? Now I saw Gabriel standing close to the throne. And Gabriel was concerned that God was weary. And he decided he would help cheer up the Lord. He knew that there were billions of people living on the earth now, and that many more billions had lived and died on the earth before this. Surely if he encouraged the Lord to search the records of mankind, they would find a good person. And that would bring encouragement to God. And so, slipping up beside him, Gabriel whispered in his ear that they should spend the day together looking for a good person from among mankind. And so, they opened the records, and they began. They started at the beginning with handsome Adam and beautiful Eve. Oh dear, Gabriel thought, we better move on quickly from here, for they were the ones that started it all. And so they moved to their children, but they got to Cain. And Gabriel figured, we better move quickly past the children. And so the records of centuries rolled by. Oh, there were a few spots brighter than others. There was Enoch. He was even with them in heaven now, but it wasn't because he was that good. It was a gift of God's grace that had enabled Enoch to be there, for he too had had his problems. Then there was Father Abraham. Surely Gabriel thought Father Abraham would be... No, Father Abraham wasn't. And neither was Moses. And Gabriel remembered that God had said once that David was a man after his own heart. Oh dear. He looked at David's record. Gabriel decided, we better move quickly from here. Maybe if we would move into the New Testament, Gabriel thought, and so he got to Paul. Oh, but Paul was a murderer. And Peter? Not Peter either. Actually, the longer the two of them searched the records, the worse it got. God's discouragement on finding a good man became deeper and deeper, and his gloom seemed to increase. Out there, out of the billions and billions of people that had lived on the earth, they found none. Not one. There just wasn't any. Now, in my dream, I just didn't want this to continue. I just couldn't bear to see God so discouraged. I wanted to cheer him up. And so in my dream, I stepped into the circle, and I said, good morning, Lord. Here I am, the answer to your depression. Lord, let me tell you about me. Surely that will help you. Now, first of all, Lord, my name is Elder H.R. Adventist, and I'm just a super person. Let me explain. And so the Lord sighed and settled back into the deep cushions on his throne, and let me proceed. Lord, I began, I was born into a Christian home. And right from the beginning, Lord, I returned tithe. Yes, Lord, that's right. Those birthday dollars were faithfully tithed. And the 25 cents a week allowance that I got, well, Lord, I want you to know that every week I gave 3 cents. Not 2 1 week and 3 the next, but every week 3. Lord, I even tithed the money that the tooth fairy left under my pillow. Pretty good, huh? And the Lord sighed. And so I said, well now, Lord, I never miss Sabbath school, never. And memory verses, Lord, I was great. I knew them all so well. I knew them so well that on 13 Sabbaths, I would get to come up into the big people's Sabbath school and say them for everyone. And afterwards, Lord, in the lobby of the church, they would pat me on the head and tell me what an inspiration I was to them. And that I'd be a great worker for you someday. Terrific. Oh, Lord. In my dream, I noticed that the Lord didn't seem very impressed. And so I tried even harder and I said, well, now, Lord, you know that I am a product of our educational system. Yeah. Lord, I went to academy. I went to college. I went to Andrews University. And every Sabbath afternoon, Lord, I took my Christian girlfriend and we went out on literature bands and we sang in sunshine bits. Lord, I have sung in more nursing homes. And the Lord sighed. Lord, you're not feeling better yet, I said. Not yet. Well, listen to this. Lord, we went overseas for you. Yes, we did. We left 2 good paychecks for 1 small one. We left our parents. We left our friends. And for 6 years, Lord, we lived with those heathen people. How's that? Does that make you feel any better this morning, Lord? Well, Lord, I keep the Sabbath. I return tithe, and Lord, even now, I return 10 plus 10. Can't beat that. My children are in church school, and they know their memory verses. Lord, why are you still discouraged? Lord, I don't eat meat. Lord, I don't swear. Lord, I don't steal. Lord, I don't covet anything. Lord, I honor my mom and my dad. I love my wife. I've never killed anybody. There, doesn't that brighten up your day? No. In my dream, I saw God raise up his eyebrows at me. And he leaned forward just a little bit out of the soft cushions of his throne. But it was Gabriel who spoke. He had a Bible in his hand, interestingly enough. And he handed it to me and asked me to read a verse. It was open to Revelation chapter 3. And so I read from Revelation chapter 3 the words that Gabriel wanted me to read. With his bright and glorious finger, he pointed to verse 17. And I read these words, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked? No, wait a minute, Gabriel. That verse is not for me. I'm not wretched. I'm a happy man. And I'm not poor. Lord, I make just right along with the national in average for income. I'm not blind, Lord, as you can tell. I have to wear glasses, but I can see. I'm not naked. Lord, I have 7 suits, 1 for each day of the week. And, Lord, I've got lots of socks. Lots of them with just 1 hole in them. The one that I put my foot into. Now, Lord, you see, that text doesn't belong to me. I've done all the right things from my childhood up. And it was at that point that I saw in my dream the Lord leaned over and whispered something to Gabriel. I could only hear snatches of it, but I think he said, "I thought I heard that one before from the rich young ruler." Now he finally spoke to me. He said, "Elder H.R. Adventist, first of all, I want you to know that I love you very much. I really do. However, this morning your mouth is like an open grave filled with unembalmed bodies and the sun is shining hot and bright. Think clearly now," the Lord said. "Maybe I can help jog your memory a bit. Do you remember that cutting remark that you made to a girl one day in school, just so all the fellows around would laugh at how witty you were?" Yeah, I remember that, Lord. Do you think that you never lied? You never stretched the truth just a little bit to make the story a little better?" "Well, Lord, don't all preachers do that? Don't you think you ever stole somebody's reputation by an unkind remark? Or maybe killed their joy and happiness because of things you said? Don't you think you were ever quick to hurt somebody in your congregation just because they called the conference president and told him that they didn't care for your ministry?" Lord, where are you getting all those things from?" And the Lord said, "Gabriel, let him read again from the scripture." And this time Gabriel handed me the Bible, and it was open to Romans chapter 3. And I read, and the Bible that Gabriel gave to me was not the King James Version. The Bible that he gave to me was the Good News for Modern Man. And so I read Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 9, from Good News for Modern Man. And it went something like this. "Well then, are we Jews in any better condition than the Gentiles? Not at all. I have already shown that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As the scripture says, there is not a single man who is righteous. There is not one who understands or who seeks after God. All have turned away from God. They have all gone wrong. No one does what is good, not even one. Why, their throat is like an open grave. Wicked lies roll off of their tongues, and deadly words like snake's poison comes from their lips." Snake's poison, Lord, I said, Lord, I've seen what snake's poison can do. Why, Lord, one time my yard boy was bitten by a viper. And Lord, I saw him swell up so that his eyes were closed and he could barely breathe. And Lord, I saw his leg look like a watermelon. Lord, do the things that I say, are they like that?" The Lord nodded yes to me. And he said, "Keep reading, elder." And so I read in verse 14, "Their mouths are full of bitter curses. They are quick to hurt and kill. They leave ruin and misery wherever they go. And they have not known the path of peace." "Oh Lord," I said, "am I really like that?" Now, Gabriel stepped into the circle again. And Gabriel said, "Lord, there was one. Not this Elder H.R. Adventist, but Lord, we must think about Jesus." "Oh, yes," the father smiled. And as he smiled, the cloud of depression seemed to roll away. There was Jesus. And they begin to talk about Jesus' perfection. They begin to talk about how Jesus did live here for 30-some years and he did do what was good. They did point out something that I thought was very fascinating. As they talked about Jesus, they talked about the fact that Jesus was good because he kept a good prayer life with his Father. And that if it wasn't for that prayer life, Jesus would have been sinful just like the rest of us. Now, as they were talking about Jesus, suddenly the Father stopped and he looked over at me, and I was now very, very dejected and depressed. And the Father said, "Elder, come here. Elder, let me comfort you. You can be right, Elder. You can be a good man. Let me make you happy, okay?" And I looked up into his loving eyes and I said, "Father, I want to be happy. Help me." And he said, "Gabriel, give him Romans chapter 3 again." And so I turned to Romans 3 again and I started reading in verse 21. "But now God's way of putting men right with himself has been revealed, and it has nothing to do with the law. The law and their prophets give witness to it. God puts men right through their faith in Jesus. God does this to all who believe in Christ, for there is no difference in God's sight among men. All men have sinned and are far from God's saving presence, but by the free gift of God's grace, they are all put right through Jesus Christ. He sets them free. God offered him so that by his death, he should become the means by which men's sins are forgiven. Through their faith in him, God will make them free. God offered Christ to show how he puts men right with himself. In the past, God was patient and overlooked men's sins. But now in this present time, he deals with men's sins to prove that he puts men right to himself. In this way, God shows that he himself is righteous and that he puts men right because they believe in Jesus Christ. Men are free because there was one who was good." Oh, as I read and understood, I said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you so very much." And then the Father said to me, "Elder, I have a dream too. Let me tell you of it. I have a dream that one day righteousness and goodness will reign from the beaches of Florida, that righteousness and purity will reign from the rocky shores of Maine. That righteousness and purity will reign from the hills of Vermont and the pleasant valleys of Pennsylvania. God said to me, I have a dream that people will be pure and good from the rolling farms of Iowa and the rich plains of Kansas. God said to me, I have a dream that all will be righteous from the snow-capped peaks of Colorado and from the majestic forests of Oregon. Oh, let righteousness reign, and someday all mankind in the universe will proclaim that they are free from sin, free from moral depravity and pollution, free from racial discrimination, free from selfishness, free from heartache and disease, free from war, free from birth defects, free from unloving and unloved peoples, free from suspicion, free from murder and hatred, free from unfaithfulness, free at last. The universe, thank God, will be free at last from those things. And in my dream, I looked up at God, and his depression was gone. And he looked at me, and he smiled."
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. American Christian Ministries is not a one-man band. It is an orchestra of outstanding speakers who are all on the same theological page. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.